And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, welcome to your Wednesday afternoon. It's not just any Wednesday, guys. It's a big one.
Up for grabs today.
Are we playing today?
Yeah.
We're playing today.
We're playing the 100K.
Don't pretend you don't know.
The 100K time game.
Yes, we are. What happens if it goes off on day one? Because this game, I've said before, it's our lucky little game and we cannot predict what it's going to do, but it does good.
It does do good.
It does. What else is happening on the show today? Oh, I've got an update on a big announcement in my life.
Really?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you it's happening in 5 weeks' time.
You don't even look pregnant.
Yeah. I'm almost as stressed as I would be if that was the case, and okay. I will tell you what that thing is a bit later in the show.
Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
No, I can't. Stick season for you Wednesday, Arvo. It's
got to
Carrie
believe
and Tommy.
Himself more.
And you can win 100K, just not right now. You've got to stick around.
Is Noah funny? Like, is he a funny Khan? Do you reckon?
Noah. Noah, more of that, please.
Sorry. What? What? Can I make that joke or can
really
I? Can I make a joke or
can I?
I wasn't nervous, but
I'm
now
sweaty.
I'm nervous. Hey, I've got to say a big thank you to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Yes, what?
Because I don't know if I have informed you of this, but after your wonderful performance at the roast, and you were great. And amazing. And I've got to actually thank all the other comedians and even Gilly. I've got to thank for this as well. It has ruined my love life. So thank you. That's fantastic.
What, because people know the truth?
But despite that, don't worry. I'm back on the horse.
What are you trying now? Give me a round of applause, Eli.
Yeah, yes.
Get back in there.
I've come back from the dead. I'm back. But it wasn't that successful. So I went on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, should we go to this restaurant in the city? Now, I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but it is a very nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. And this was in the afternoon. We were chatting. And she said, have you booked in? And I said, no. And she said, oh, there's no way we're going to be able to get into that. It's such late notice. How's this for a sentence? And I realize how this makes me sound. I said, don't worry. They look after me at this restaurant. We'll be absolutely fine just to walk up.
Wanker.
But do you kind of want to be with that wanker? Like, if you really want to go to that restaurant.
Not someone that goes, don't worry, they'll look after me. Okay, you knob.
Well, you'd be very happy with what happened. So I'm confident. I've been to this restaurant a number of times and always they've even sometimes shuffled things around so they can get me like a couple of seats at the bar or something.
Wanker.
When it's all.
Oh.
I get it. But, Carrie, people want me in their place because I'm great company. And
we've been out with you. You're loud company.
Lots of money.
Yeah, he does spend lots of money.
That is true. I'm a good tipper.
Or wanker.
And if you are. And if you are
this is feeling like bonkers.
And if you and if you are able to afford it, you should tip your waitstaff. They're very good people. And so we rock up and I walk in and they say, Tommy, nice to have you back. And I said, I'm thinking in my head, perfect. It's working like it always works. And I said, hey, I'm so sorry. We didn't make a booking. Is there any way? And she just looks around and looks down and she goes, oh, I can get you in an hour and a half. Yeah. And I said, okay. Like this, right? I said, okay. And then she starts laughing. We get out the door and she goes, what do we do for an hour and a half? Like, I'm to be honest, I'm pretty hungry. And I said, that's okay. There's another restaurant just down the road. And she goes, yeah, we haven't booked there either. And I said, don't worry, they always look after me.
Stop.
You double down.
They always look after me. And then I walk into the second restaurant and I'm now getting a bit nervous because it is very full and I can't see any of the staff that I've ever seen before in my life. And the woman comes up and just very coldly, she goes, yes. And I said, hey, I'm really sorry, but we haven't made a booking. Is there any way, we're only going to be quick. Is there any way you could just sneak us in for a snack and some drinks? And she just goes, I'm so sorry, we're fully booked tonight.
So where did you go?
We went to this dingy little dingy little pub around the corner and got a bowl of chips and waited an hour and a half for our table to come.
And that's annoying too, because then that kind of takes off your appetite enough that then you're not even that excited about the meal to come.
But also, I've told her that we're going to one of the nicest restaurants
in the city.
And we're sitting around a shared bowl of chips at a pub that has one other bloke at the bar.
Hey, they took care of you, though.
They always took care of me. And the bloke at the bar is yelling at the dogs that are on the screen.
Oh my God.
So romantic.
So like I said, guys, I'm back on the horse. Here's what I want to know. On 13 10 60, when did you try and big dog it on a date and you thought, I have got this absolutely sorted?
And then you just look like a big fat loser.
Whoa.
What were you going to go with?
Just, you don't look very good. But yeah, I guess what Carrie said. Give us a call.
13 10 60.
When did dating go wrong?
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy. 100K on the line very soon when we play the time game.
Yes, but right now, 13 10 60, give us a call if you've ever tried to absolutely nail a date and it's absolutely blown up in your face. Or as Carrie called it, when you've tried to do a date and ended looking up like a big fat loser.
Well, you were big noting yourself. You walked into a restaurant, you told
a nice
your
restaurant.
Date. That you didn't need a booking because they know you're there at the restaurant. They'll find your booking. And you got rejected at the first one. Then you went for a drink while you had to wait for your hour and a half booking time.
Then
I said, this is how much of a big fat loser. Then I said, don't worry, there's another restaurant that they know me there.
Yeah, take care of me there too.
And lightning cannot strike twice. And apparently if you're big and fat enough, it can.
But fortunately it didn't affect the chances of a second date though, yeah?
Yeah. G'day, Shelley.
Hi.
Shelley, what happened?
So ours was definitely a loser moment, like Carrie was saying. It was mine and my partner's 1 year anniversary. We went to a really fancy restaurant in the Hunter Valley where he tried to woo me, and we got like really expensive steaks, like they were like $90 to $100. And the lady had come around to service some warm bread and my partner didn't know what to do, so he put his hand out and the lady put his bread roll on his hand.
Oh my God, that's adorable. Shelley, you've just reminded me, I once went on a first date to a really nice Italian restaurant, and I went to pour my date a glass of water from the jug of water that was on the table, and two waiters run over and they go, no, 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 but I'm already pouring, looking at them. And then I look down and I'd poured her half a glass of olive oil. Thank you, Shelley.
What about you, Daniel? When were you trying to be a big dog, but you looked like a big fat loser?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it was me. Just the week after my 18th birthday, I was hooking up a date with this chick that I was trying to tune for ages.
Yeah.
And we went out to a brewery and I booked ourselves a private table, private area. And it was going well. And then towards the end of the night, I started feeling sick in the car, right back in her car.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I ended up spewing all over her in the brand new car.
Why didn't you aim away from her?
Oh, I tried to, but it was just like I was panicking at the moment trying to get out of it.
And how did it work out for you, Daniel? Did you get another date?
Oh, after paying $500 to get a car cleaned, it worked out all right.
Oh. Daniel, I have a friend. And when she was dating this guy for a little while and she went out to meet the family for the first time. So they're all out at this dinner at a nice place. And my friend, when she gets coughing fits, she coughs so much she vomits. And out of nowhere, because she was nervous, she started having a coughing fit, and then she started panicking that she was going to vomit. And she just said to the family, she said, "Oh no, vomit," and then tried to cover her hands over her mouth. And so then just spewed into her hands. And she goes, "I have no idea why I did this, but I was," like you said, Daniel, she was just in a blind panic. And so her reaction was she showed her hands full of vomit and said, "See," and showed the family.
But don't you say, wasn't your theory you said the other day on air that if you get all that out, the vomiting, the diarrhea, or a stomach bug in the early times of a relationship, it's a sign of a good relationship because you get it all out early?
No, I think I just made that up as an excuse for when I peed the bed once. No, I didn't. I've never done that.
Luke.
He pooed the bed.
Luke.
I did not.
How are you, Luke?
Good, how are you?
What are you calling up for?
Okay, so it's definitely not me. I promise you that. Okay? Because it's funny. Okay, so my best mate, Paul.
Yeah.
I've been friends with him for like 15 years, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so he went on a date with a chick named Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it went awesome. He's like, "I loved it. I'm going to take her out again." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Okay." So then they went back to the next date. She's like, "I'll come over to your house and I'll pick you up."
Yeah.
So she went around to Paul. Rebecca went to Paul's house to pick him up, walked inside and saw his mum. She's like, "Oh, hey, Auntie Vicky, what are you doing here?"
Oh my gosh.
So Auntie Vicky is Paul's mum.
Oh my gosh.
The cousins were dating.
Yeah. Dating.
Oh my gosh. And so have you seen Rebecca again?
No. I've seen Paul, obviously, but I haven't seen Rebecca.
So yeah, Carrie's Paul question.
No, happy. My question is, how did you know how did she know the auntie but not her cousin?
Well, they're like, I don't know. They probably just didn't know each other.
I'm seeing holes in your story, Luke. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's not what I thought your question was going to be. I thought your question was going to be, after the first date, did they already do the...
No, you sicko.
You're interested in the answer, aren't you?
I am, absolutely.
Luke, did anything happen after the first date?
No, they didn't do what people do.
Yeah, yeah. They did what cousins do and just left.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo. We're doing it all thanks to Australian Natural Gas. It is helping to keep the country running. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au.
And you need a laugh in life. And if you need a laugh at the moment, you were the man to provide it because you're travelling in the country at the moment doing comedy.
Yes, it is the last week of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I had a full house last night and there's only a few tickets left for the rest of the shows for the rest of the week. I put on an extra one on Saturday, a matinee show. So if you're scared of the dark, perfect for you. Don't want to go out at night time. Make
or
sure
if you want to be
along.
Tucked up by seven.
Yeah,
perfect.
Come and see my show. Tommy Little has a regular size deck, Melbourne. I would love to see you there.
Up next, though, I'm going to tell you about something that I'll be doing in just over 4 weeks' time.
Yes.
Fills me with dread, excitement. Okay. I think it's going to be life-changing, and we need to talk about it next.
Also, Carrie, I have some things to talk to you about this thing.
Oh,
and
do you?
When you said it fills you with dread, yeah.
It should.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And the word you need later on today is stop, because it could win you $100,000 in the time
game. Yes.
I'm going to be hearing the word start, though, in 5 weeks' time, because I don't know if you remember, but a few months ago, I told you that I'd signed up to something big. I know this is crazy, but I've signed up to run the Great Wall of China.
Yeah! Go out and get it. You got this, Gary. Hey. Climb these stairs, run a bit further. Ring in, lose my breath. Great Wall of China. Climb these stairs, run a bit further. Ring in, lose my breath. Great Wall of China. Go out and get it. Get it. Get it.
I am so pumped. So a few months ago, I said to you, I was feeling like I didn't have any purpose. I was feeling flat. And the thing that usually helps me when I'm feeling flat is to go for a run.
Yes.
But just running with no reason, I find hard because I do find running very hard. It's not something that comes natural to me. I had to teach myself to run. So I set the challenge of running a half marathon. And then we were talking about it. And you said you should do something crazy like run the Great Wall of China. And I said, no way, I'm running the Great Wall of China. And then suddenly I thought, no, damn it, I'm going to run the Great Wall of China.
Yes.
And I signed up.
Yes.
I signed up to run the Great Wall of China.
And
yep, I signed up.
Yes.
Yep. And then I've done a few runs. Yep. Yep. That was about 2 months ago. And now it is in 4.5 weeks' time.
Yes.
But the runs you've done would have been massive, right?
So, Thank you for asking.
Yes. I assume you're doing, because it is a half marathon, I assume you're doing 21Ks now and you're ready to enter your tapering phase.
Is that a joke?
What do you mean?
Should I already be doing 21Ks?
It should be the start of your tapering phase where you are now working.
Your tapering phase indicates that there was a growth phase.
You have been running.
Okay, so here's the thing. I started with gusto, and then over the course of time, I've been plagued with, and that's something that marathon runners, I hear them say often, they've been plagued with injury. Mm. I got plagued with injury, everything from my hips to my knees to my ankles at varying times, then illness.
When you say you started with gusto, is that just the attitude or was the running with gusto too?
Oh, I heard I started with gastro.
Oh, no, I had gastro in the mix as well. That set me out for a bit. Yes. I had lots of obstacles. It's tricky with kids to find time.
Gastro is actually not the worst one to have because you can keep your training up because there's a lot of running to the bathroom.
So my training, I decided from the beginning I wasn't going to follow a program to train because I've decided I'm doing it with my heart and my mind.
And most people use their legs.
Can do anything that I tell myself it can do.
Hey, I agree with that.
And I'm a big game day player and I believe, of course I've been doing runs. So I'll do a 5K run. I know that doesn't sound much. Or I'll do
after the tapering phase, how short are the runs can be?
real quick.
The longest I've done is I think 11 or 12 or something.
That's good.
And it was on flat though. And so what I've started to think, because then what happened is I realised I'd not really done any research into it. So I started looking at some images. Oh my God. Have you seen the Great Wall of China?
Have I seen it? Harry, I've been obsessed with this marathon for years.
Have you seen the picture of the people doing it? They look like they're going to die.
So how much do you want to know?
I need to know because I haven't known enough and I'm going to start my heel training as of tomorrow. So as of tomorrow, I'm going to start my heel training and I'm really kicking it into gear. I've got to be careful not to overtrain because I don't want to cause more
injury. You are in your tapering phase.
No, I'm not in. That's a normal person's, like, runner's kind of
sure,
mode. I'm
sure.
Doing it with my heart, remember?
That's right.
And my head, not
so
my feet.
Carrie, here is what I will say first.
Yeah. Can I just say one quick thing? It's already done good things for my mind. Yeah. The idea that I'm doing it and the purpose has already really helped me move out of the stage where I was feeling like flat about stuff.
Yes.
So it's done the first bit.
The first thing I will say is, and I said this when you first mentioned it, I'm very proud of you because it's a massive challenge and I think you will do it and you will be fine, but there's things that you need to know about it. And I'm going to tell you those things next.
131060 also, side note, if you have run the Great Wall of China, I want to hear from you. I don't know if there's people listening that have. I don't know how many people have. I haven't looked that up either. But if you have, I want to hear from you.
And if we get people, fantastic. I have mates who have done it.
Oh.
And there are things I need to tell.
Oh, did they run with their hearts or with their feet?
They use their feet.
Carrie and Tommy. Your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's not just any Wednesday. We've got 100K up for grabs in the time game a little bit later on today. But right now.
Go out. Get it. Yeah, now, signed up to do the half marathon on the Great Wall of China.
Which is an amazing goal to have in your sights.
Yep.
And I have no doubt, Carrie, that you are going to conquer it. I've actually got a good
news. I just say time is ticking? I had 3 months. We're now 4.5 weeks away and I've got to really up my training.
Yes, you're slightly concerned, but you are busy. You have had separate. I've got a great thing
for you here. Yeah.
So this is a news story from a bloke in China who ran a full marathon.
Wow.
He ran a full marathon smoking the whole time.
Oh.
And he did it in 3 hours.
Was he smoking what Carrie smoked?
And no, just normal cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
And he did it in 3 hours and 33 minutes.
That's insane.
So quick. And guess what? He's 52 years old. So there's a bloke same age as you, but that he's, and if he can do that and smoke the whole time, you'll be fine.
So I was guessing it's going to take me about 4 hours to do the half marathon because so much of it is literally just climbing steep steps.
Yes. So it is, you are doing the half marathon. There's a couple of things that you need to know about it,
yep.
Right? So I have a friend who has done marathons all over the world. His average marathon time is 3 hours and 30 minutes, uh-huh. Right? Which is quick.
Amazing.
Yeah. He did the Great Wall and he told me it's the hardest marathon he's ever done. And would you like to know his time?
Like an extra hour and a half, 5 hours.
He did it in 6 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And Carrie, there is a 10-hour time limit.
Oh, my God, if it takes me long. And then what happens? They just drop you off the side of the wall.
Yeah, there's a pace thing that comes along and they literally tap you on the shoulder.
Do they?
As you go.
Oh, I'll be wishing for that at some point.
Going
is
backwards.
It here yet? Is it here yet?
And so we asked on 13 10 60, have you done the great?
Do you? Can you tell me the elevation?
Well, it's up and down, so I don't
What's
know.
What's the highest number of stairs or anything? Have you got anything
number
like
of
that?
Steps? There's only 5,164.
But not in, surely not in the half. Is that in the whole wall or is that in a marathon? That's a lot.
That would be in the whole marathon. Oh, so you only have to do a few thousand.
Oh, my God.
And the step height, it changes. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
But it changes, and so you can never get a rhythm up because some are higher and some are lower. The average step height is about 40
yes,
centimetres.
Yes, because you said that was to make sure the enemy couldn't easily get in.
Yes.
So they made it like a tripping hazard almost.
Yes.
Nat, have you done the Great Wall of China?
I have not. Mm-hmm. However, my mum, a couple of years ago, she was in her 50s, she's a very fit woman, and a couple of years ago she did the Camino Santiago Trail, which is in Spain. So apparently it takes around 30 to 40 days for a really good hiker.
Hang on. Oh, she hiked it?
Nat, so you're
she
didn't run it?
Walking. So, walking.
Nat, you sound lovely.
Yep.
We did ask for calls on 13 10 60. Have you run the Great Wall of China Marathon? And just to be clear, your mum
walked Camino.
A trail in Spain.
That's right. But
good stuff.
But yes, what's the but, Nat?
The but, this is for walking a trail.
Yep.
She had to train for a year and a half.
Oh my God.
For a
that
walk.
That seems excessive. Also, I've got 10 years on your mum, Nat. You know,
we
got
so
it.
So she was training a year and a half. That includes the gym, long walks, treks.
Sorry, we can't.
No, say
keep,
it.
Sorry, Carrie, but also, we just can't keep talking to a woman whose mum walked a trail in Spain when we ask, have you run the Great Wall of China? G'day, Barbara.
Oh, hello. Yes, I was listening to you.
Yes.
But I don't understand how you can run a marathon up there, because when I went 5 years ago, I went for my 65th birthday.
Yeah.
And it was so so populated that you had to follow everyone in front of you and go up the steps.
Yes.
And then the other side, people were always coming down. So I can't fathom a marathon being done unless they tell every tourists to stay at the bottom.
I think they do, Barbara. I think they clear it out from the images I've seen, and people are running in these images and they're running up the stairs. There's some where they're crawling up the stairs. Those ones did concern me, those images, but they are running, but it doesn't look as populated. So they must clear out the wall for a certain area.
Barbara, the experience itself, despite being populated, how did you go with the steps? Are they quite tough?
They are quite tough. I managed to get through three sections, which is fairly high, because I do have a little bit of asthma. But my husband went a lot further up, and when you're so far up, they give you a medal for getting so far.
Oh, do they?
Then he came back down. I was waiting for him halfway down. Yeah, but what I was going to say, I don't know. If you know, it goes up. And that is quite high. I feel you need to do some altitude. Are you doing altitude training?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you are.
No,
she's not. I'm not, Barbara.
Barbara, Carrie also
I need to. Is it too late to do it 4.5 weeks out?
No, as long as you're very intense with it, because it is very high up.
Barbara, Carrie is also terrified of heights.
Oh,
is
no.
that going to factor in?
No, no, because you've got walls up the side unless you actually try and... there's sections where you can have a look over the side how high you are.
No, I won't be doing that. Okay, I won't be doing that.
And no, it's walls. You just keep on.
Can I ask one question?
Watching for every step, yes.
Barbara, the reason I did it was because I wanted a purpose and something to train for and to feel just incredible at the end of this experience. Was it an extraordinary place to be? It's one of the great wonders in the world. Was it extraordinary?
It was. I'd wanted to do it years ago, and I didn't get to do it. And I thought, bugger it, my 65th birthday. We did a trip to China, and I said, I want to be there on my birthday, but I wasn't. It was the next day after my birthday. And it was such a proud moment, I'll tell you. Actually, there, and there's a photographer there, takes your photo and everything.
Barbara, yes. You should be very proud. I think that is awesome.
It was awesome.
And good on you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it, Barbara. Thank you.
Should we finish with a quick chat to Richard? Are you there, Richard?
I am. How are you?
Good. We don't have long, Richard. Give me the good or the bad news. Great Wall. Have you done it? Will I be able to do it?
I've never run it, but I've walked sections of it. And when you think of a step, Carrie, you think of something that's smooth, that is regular shaped. These steps are irregular in height, they're irregular in length, and the guardrail, which is a brick wall or a stone wall, is not particularly high, and there's quite a drop from one side to the other.
Oh, so Richard, you reckon Carrie's fear of heights might play into this?
If she loses her balance and stepping, if you lose your balance, you're going to try and reach out to put your head on the guardrail. Well, there's not much there. So you're then going to look. There's a lot of different.
Richard, inspire me. Tell me I can do it, Richard.
You can walk it.
Carrie and Tommy. Yeah, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon and the time game. Oh, it's never been bigger.
That is very true. Hey, just very quickly, today is Youth Homelessness Matters Day, and because we have made these limited edition hoodies from the wonderful folks at Homie.
You've done such a good job. They're awesome.
Homie do amazing work over the years helping out young Aussies currently experiencing homelessness. One in four people currently experiencing homelessness are aged between 12 and 24. So if you think that, you'd love to help out because a 12-year-old in this country should not find themselves in a place where they don't have a roof over their head, you can jump online and grab one of these hoodies. All of Homie stuff, 100% of the profits go to helping young people. But these hoodies in particular, and they're only available for a few days, for each one that you buy, an extra hoodie also gets donated to a young person currently doing it tough. So it's basically two hoodies for the price of
amazing.
One. Homie.com.au.
Time game still to come. But up next, what's happening?
Up next, I've got something that I had no idea this thing existed. It's potentially a bit controversial, and someone just said it to me as a fact. It's a fact that a certain people don't do a certain thing, and I'm like, this cannot be true.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo. The time game is coming up very soon. It is worth $100,000.
And we have a habit of giving away big jackpots early, so it could happen today. Hey, here's something I got told, right? Because my doctor, her background is Chinese, right? Her dad lives in Hong Kong. And she told me she's going on a holiday. She's going to visit her dad in Hong Kong. Hasn't seen him in nearly 10 years. And I said, yeah.
Cool.
And I said, wow, what's it going to be like? Like, as soon as you see him, it must be very emotional. And she goes, oh, no. She goes, it'll be a bit awkward, to be honest. I'll say hi, and he'll say hi. And then I said, what do you mean? Are you not going to, give him a big hug? And these are her words, not my words. This is exactly what she said. She laughed and she said, Tommy, I'm Asian. Asians don't hug. And I said,
what?
And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, we don't hug. And I said, well, so what do you do with your family? And she goes, you just say hi. And it's nice to see you. And I thought.
But they would hug children.
Maybe, yes. But I thought, surely this is not true. Now, because
our, might just be her family.
Because
thing.
Our show is a beautiful multicultural melting pot. We happen to have someone with a bit of Asian background. Beautiful producer, Liza. G'day, Liza.
Yes, I'm Asian.
well done.
Credentials, tick.
Well, I would say that it's for some Asians. So I'm brown Asian. And with my experience.
Sorry, Liza, I do need to. We've known each other for 10 years. Yes. And I need to let you know that for those 10 years, I haven't thought you were Chinese. I know that you're Filipino.
Yeah, but yes.
Okay, so sorry, go on.
Sorry, you're Filipino.
I'm Filipino. So in my experience, my brown Asian friends hug.
Yes.
But my Asian friends who aren't brown Asian don't hug as much.
So is that a Chinese background, Japanese background?
Maybe. I'm not sure. But the interesting thing is my dad actually taught my mum to hug. So my mum's family, it's not hugging. It's you put out your hand like this,
yeah,
and then the other person grabs the back of your hand and places it on their forehead, as a bless.
Oh, that's so. That's nice.
So yeah.
But he was a hugger, so he got your mum to become a hugger.
Yeah. And so mum started hugging him, and then it moved on to her family. So they all hug now.
And now they all hug.
Yeah.
So what happens when you catch up with your friends who aren't huggers? Do you go to hug them and they go, whoa, no.
They don't say no. They kind of just like stand there limp. Yeah.
Would it be offending them to hug them? Or is it just that it would make them uncomfortable? Or it's just not a thing?
It's just not a thing. They're right. just not huggers. But yeah,
would they hug their children?
Yeah, I guess. With the kids, like if the kid comes up to them. But they're just not. Physically,
tactile,
you know.
Right.
See, this is obviously we live in a beautiful country, and I want to learn about other cultures and how things are done. And this is the first I'd ever heard.
Hugged.
I thought everybody hugged. I know it's a weird question, but again, let's all learn together.
I've got further questions. So you don't hug, but when it comes, maybe it's too intimate. But when it comes to intimacy. That's a big bridge.
It's
a big bridge from don't hug at all to being very. Know.
Maybe there's a. Oh, no. Liza, I love how you started this by saying I'm brown Asian. Not now, you're red Asian. Now. Hey, 13 1060. I'd love to hear from people of Chinese background. Do you hug? Give us a call.
Gary and Tommy.
We are asking the question because my doctor, her background is Chinese and she's going to Hong Kong to see her dad. Hasn't seen him in 10 years, nearly 10 years. And I said, are you going to give him a big hug? And she said, oh, no, Tommy, Asians don't hug. And then we just spoke to Liza. Liza's Filipino. Because I thought, this can't be true. Liza said, Filipinos,
she's a hugger.
She is a hugger because in her words, she's brown Asian and they hug more. G'day, Jessie.
Hi.
What's your background, Jessie?
I'm Sri Lankan.
Wonderful people. Do Sri Lankans, are they huggers?
Not my parents' generation, no.
Oh.
Wow.
So is it chat? Yeah. So growing up, what did you witness?
Oh, my parents, I can count on one hand how many times they would have hugged me growing up.
Oh, even you as their children, right?
Yeah. So, but having said that, now that we're adults, me and my brother, we grew up here, so we became huggers naturally with all our friends who are, you know, multicultural, Australian and whatnot. So then we kind of just recently, I guess, especially since having kids and they've had grandkids and all of that, we kind of made them into huggers a little bit, I suppose.
Yes. So Jessie, with your parents, how do they, like, if, you know,
show
one's
that
been
they love you or affection or something?
Or no, not to Jessie, but with each other, if they've been out to work for the day or haven't seen each other for a day, how do they greet? Like, what do they do?
Hey, hi.
Hey, and just wave at each other.
But also,
yeah, pretty much.
Not every
yeah.
couple at the end of every day is hugging.
But sorry, you would when you get home, you'd give your partner a kiss or something. What do you mean?
like after decades, sometimes a hey's pretty good.
Oh, that's so grim. Hey, if I'm in a relationship,
there's and no chance of that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I apologize if I say this wrong. Is it Mataza?
That's correct. That's Mataza.
Hey, Mataza, awesome name. What's your background?
I'm from Afghanistan, so I'm also in the Asia.
Yeah, great. And do you guys hug?
We do, but there's a bit difference. So this is across multiple countries, like so Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, all these South Asian countries. So prior to hugging your elders, we move their hand, especially the right hand, to us so we don't bend, and then we kiss it to show our respect, and then we hug.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
That's nice.
Are you turning right or left, Mataza?
I put on my emergency.
Oh, he hasn't.
Fascinating. Thank you, Mataza. Appreciate it. G'day, Anita.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What's your background?
I'm Chinese Vietnamese.
Okay, perfect. Because as I said, my doctor, her background is Chinese, and she is the one that told me Asians don't hug. Are you a hugger?
I am. I laughed when I heard that your doctor's Chinese because my father, I'm 35 this year, has never hugged me.
Not once.
Neither.
Nah.
Oh my gosh.
So
I've gone through divorce and miscarriage and all that, but he will sit there and cry with me.
Oh.
But he's never came to hug me. He lives in WA, so after COVID, I hadn't seen him for 3 years. I had a baby and everything, but when I saw him, hi.
How are you?
No handshake? No, is there any physical touch?
No handshake, no nothing. Wow.
So, Anita, growing up without that, because that's all you know, do you still feel loved, or because you see other people doing it, you feel like, why isn't my dad doing it? Or do you he just show you his love to you in different ways?
Well, growing up, I felt I wasn't loved. Growing up, I felt that, yeah, he just doesn't love me because, especially like in my 20s or when I was 18, I saw my ex-sister-in-law, you know, she could sit on her dad and hug her and hug him. So I'm like, why doesn't my dad do that with me? But then as I got to learn our culture a bit more, meeting other people, like, yeah, I'd never hugged my aunties. My mum's never hugged her nieces. It's just not a thing. And that in the Chinese that they show love through yelling at each other, really.
Sitting on dad's lap is the next level, though, I reckon, as an adult.
But even as a 10-year-old.
I was just thinking of being like a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I was picturing
hopping on daddy's lap.
I know. I was picturing a 21-year-old and an old man going, yelp, like, get her off me.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Wednesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, it's almost time.
100K. What would you do with it, guys? Have a think about it, because in just a few minutes' time, it could be yours.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to stay listening. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon.
Perfect song.
You're allowed to be a bit greedy with this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
On exactly 5 seconds. And doing just that. Exactly that. Could change your life forever. Because today, the time game has jackpotted to
$100,000, boy.
Carrie and Tommy's $100,000 time game.
Farah, hello.
Hi.
$100,000 is on the line, Farah.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking.
What would you spend the money on?
The first thing we will do is get our citizenships.
Oh, awesome.
Does that cost? Yeah. I guess
where are you from, Farah?
We're New Zealand, but there's 5 of us. So it can get quite costly.
Wow. How cool.
How much does it cost, Farah?
It's about $540 per person.
Oh, You've got a lot left
to play
with.
You could get a whole
lot
of other people citizened as well.
That's true.
I know, right?
All of New Zealand, thanks to Farah.
Yeah. Free citizenships for everyone.
Farah, you know how to play the game. It's exactly as normal. The only thing that's different is it's for $100,000. So Jesse is going to say start.
Shaky, shaky.
And you say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds, the money is yours. Are you ready?
Okay, let me just breathe. Okay.
Start.
Stop.
That felt real good.
I was thinking what I would do with $100,000.
Oh, well, I was thinking about 5 seconds. Wait. And that felt very good.
How did it feel to you, Farah?
I don't know. It can get a bit nerve-wracking.
Okay. Let's find...
I was counting, so let's... Fingers crossed.
Hey, it's cute. You can't see him, but our ferret's got a little gold jacket on because it's for $100,000. Is it itchy?
It is a little bit itchy, but I reckon it's worth it.
Can you throw in the jacket?
No way.
Yeah, it won't fit you, Farah. Oh, hang on.
The jacket's worth 200K.
I should check first. Farah, are you 30 centimetres tall?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Might fit. For $100,000, how did Farah go?
5.
Oh, that's a good start.
Point.
Yes.
7-6.
What?
What a funny fall.
One less citizenship needed.
Oh. G'day. Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hello. How are we?
Yeah, good. What are you doing with the cash? Have you got it? 100K?
I just started the process to buy a first house for my partner, so that's definitely on the cards.
Amazing.
Okay. This is good. This is good stuff. I've got a good feeling about this, Ryan.
I hope so. I've been practicing all day.
Good. Are you ready to go?
I think so.
Start.
Stop.
Felt a tiny bit long.
I don't know if he's just
got his poker face on, doesn't
he? Yeah. Are you nervous?
Yeah, because it's $100,000.
Yeah.
I went to the gym this morning. I'm sweating more now. So.
Right, Ryan, you sound like you might be Kiwi as well. Are you Kiwi?
No, English.
Oh, English. Good on you. Well, let's hope that you win the cash for $100,000. How did Ryan go?
5.
Yes.
Point.
Yes.
9-2.
Oh, no.
No. Darren. Darren, yes. Darren, Darren. Dazza.
Dazza. Dazza. Dazza.
What's up,
Dazza? That's the first unsolicited "What's up" Carrier's ever done, Daz.
That's privileged.
So yeah, you gonna give me one back? What a wasted unsolicited "What's up"?
Sorry, Darren.
Was that his?
No, I don't think you. Do you not understand the reference, Darren?
No.
I don't. Have you ever seen Scary Movie?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to fair, I didn't know it was from that.
Yeah.
No, that's why we did it.
Yeah. Darren, are you ready to play? Because the chat's gone well so far.
Yes.
Start.
Stop.
Daz, it felt a little on the long side for me, but I am not the judge, and so I may be wrong. If you do get it right, you get $100,000. If you don't, obviously you get booted at the moon door and plummet to your death. Can you do me a favor? And if that happens, can your dying words please be "What's up"?
Of course.
For $100,000, how did Darren go?
6.72.
Darren.
Terrible.
Yep, you're spot on, Daz.
Jody, that was a disaster.
What happened then?
I don't think he understood what we were saying. Be gentle. To be fair, I don't understand sometimes what you guys are saying.
But I did love the. I said, you said, give us one back. And he went, rah. It was really cool.
Jody, how are you, Jodes?
Nervous.
Okay, yeah, we've been chatting too much. There's 100K on the line. What are you spending the money on?
All sorts. Kids,
pets,
cars.
Yep. Anything for yourself?
getting a tooth fixed.
Great. Okay. Jody, that's a good use of the money. Yes. Okay, let's put you out of your anxious misery. We're going to hand you over to our ferret. He's going to say start. You say stop at 5 seconds and 100K is yours. Go.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Felt good. Felt good.
Did it? Did it?
Yeah. Sometimes if you just say it, it's like manifesting it.
Oh, you can't manifest it after it's happened. Unless you manifest a time machine.
Hang on, maybe you can.
Get out of my misery.
maybe you can. It felt good too. Yeah. Oh, it felt good to me.
Yeah.
Carrie, how did it feel to you?
Amazing.
Yeah, how did it feel to you, Jodie?
Nerve-wracking.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you just say it?
Okay, okay, okay.
Jodie, we are just going to take a quick break.
No, don't do it to Jodie.
No, I won't do that. For $100,000, how did Jodie go?
Five.
Oh, that's good. Start.
0.97.
Oh,
the 100K is back tomorrow.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. If you're just joining us, you've just missed the 100K time game. If you want to play again tomorrow, make sure you're listening to Brekkie to get involved.
Mm. Now, yesterday you gave me a lot of shtick.
About what? Yeah.
Hassle?
No, shtick's right.
Shtick.
You felt put upon.
I felt put upon. When I was trying to tell you about the amenity in the hotel I stayed at in Fiji.
Hotel?
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Don't do this again.
You never said the word hotel yesterday.
No, I'm saying it clearly today.
It wasn't motel either.
I don't want the story.
I think we're going to talk some murray about the bourray.
I was trying to tell you I stayed in a bourray in Fiji, but I wanted to talk about the amenities kit and the thing that I don't think should be in hotels anymore. No, I want to talk to you about this because the feedback is overwhelming. So you mocked me like, ah, la-di-da, I stayed in a bourray. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We were staying in a bourray.
A bourray.
Bourray for bourray.
And a mooney, am I right?
Oh, what is a bourray?
Bourrays.
What a bourray is, Karen?
A bourray.
How do you spell bourray?
Separate bourrays.
Oh, I'm sorry for not understanding what a bourray is.
Nothing fancy, okay?
A bourray.
Let them eat bourray. Hey, this is just something different for a second. Do you know what French people wear on their heads?
Yes, someone said that in the comments section.
A bourray.
Yeah. Isn't that the hat that French people wear? A lot of the feedback came in. There was a vote. What was the results of the vote, Web Guy Eli? There was a poll that you put up that said...
Overwhelmingly, the majority did not know what a bourray was.
Oh, this doesn't help my argument. Yeah. I was going to say all the comments were from people that...
Overwhelmingly, people aren't billionaires.
No, they're not fancy. In fact, Caitlin said, I've stayed in the exact same bourrays at the exact same resort. They're really not that fancy. Don't get me wrong, they're lovely, but not high end.
She's just been rich for ages.
Then Josie says, Tommy, you need to get out more. We prefer to stay in a bourray at Fiji rather than a hotel room. Jo's, you should try it.
Yeah, hang on. Everybody prefers to stay
next
in
break,
fancy
you were headed
places.
To Fiji and staying in a bourray, and my family and I will join you in the separate bourray, of course. A lot of bourray in this.
Are you setting up some bourray, mate?
Are you setting up some rich people's club?
Yeah.
The billionaire bourray club.
Nick said, yes, in Fiji, a two-bedroom bourray for us, though.
Ooh. How many bedrooms
did you only had one. One in the bourray.
And how many other rooms were there?
No, it's just it's like a hut. We talked about it.
Why don't you just call it a hut?
Because that doesn't sound as fun as a bourray.
Was there a turn-down service, Was there a turn-down
no,
service?
Maybe. As Just For Now would say, is it a bourray or is it a creme bourray?
That is good. Hey, Carrie, one question. Was there a... No.
She's...
I know. She's done her own out. I've got another question.
I'm awful.
I've just got one more question.
I finished it with a funny ending and you should have gotten out there.
No, because I've just got one more question because you're insisting it's not fancy.
Yeah.
And if it's not fancy, not fancy places definitely wouldn't have butlers.
We've talked about this. Yes, there was...
Carrie and Tommy.
Sorry, I'm just getting...
You're just doing a thing
chips out of my teeth.
That happens when you hit middle age, which is you're using anything
at your teeth.
Using anything within reach
Not a toothpick, but anything within reach to have a crack at getting some food out of your teeth.
Gosh, it's a good feeling when you remove it, though. Yeah. Anyway, back to back today.
Yes.
I thought, as a bit of an ode to the fact that I am going to do the Great Wall of China Marathon.
Yes, you are.
In 4.5
yes,
weeks.
Yes, you
time.
Are, Carrie.
And I am going to do it despite my training being a little bit off.
Nah,
and I thought to motivate me, because I've started to think about what my playlist is going to be. And I want motivational songs. I want songs that are about climbing. And I was thinking of songs
Carrie.
Like, you know, climb every
Carrie.
Mountain.
What? Slash Carrie, wall. Carrie, Carrie.
Yep.
Are you going to listen to music?
Of course.
Carrie, this is the one time in your life you're in another country, you're on. What do you mean? And you're just going to listen to music?
No, I
but
don't.
But also like, that no, music, climb sorry. Every mountain.
I was thinking of climb songs. I love the sound of music too. No, to be perfectly honest with you.
You've got to hear the atmosphere
sorry,
and the sound.
My
and
phone will die at some point and I'll hear all of that. To be honest, I can only run with music because that's the only thing that gets me running because I find running so hard. So I'm going to have to run with music, yes. I can't do podcasts. I can't do quiet. I have to do music to be able to do the thing.
We'll talk about this.
Anyway, the Miley,
the
climb is coming up in back to back today.
To get to the good stuff faster, start at budgettrucks.com.au. Carrie and Tommy. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home.
Oh, walked into work today, looked around the room at all of our glorious producers here. Mm. Well, didn't one catch my eye? He was wearing.
Oh, he catches your eye every day.
Yeah,
true.
He's gorgeous. Yeah. He was wearing a Ken Doane jacket, I would describe it. Do you remember Ken Doane?
No.
Ken Doane, the artist from the 80s that drew the animal print.
Oh, how do I not remember that from when I was born?
Ken Doane, everyone
that
that's
were
listening
my first
know
words
what I'm talking about.
Ken Doane. Ken Doane.
It is this fabulous jacket.
I remember
that
Ken
he's
Bruce
like,
has gone mad.
Who? Oh.
Ken Bruce has gone mad. Ken Bruce has gone completely mad. Oh, Dad.
Can someone Google Ken Doane so I can show Web Guy Eli? Because he has a jacket on that is extraordinary and I'm not sure how to feel about it. It is full of animals. It's got,
you're not sure how to feel about it?
Sorry. He looks amazing in it. But when I first saw it, I see. No, go across to the animal ones. It's loud. It's the best way I would describe it.
First thing I said, I walked in. I said, "That jacket's sick. I love it."
And then you put it on.
Yes, I did.
And you shouldn't have. It looked much better on Eli.
It's brutal.
Yeah, no, it did look better on Eli.
Why do you have to do that?
It's too much, mate.
Why do you have to do that?
It looked yucky. What? I just wanted to say yucky.
Carry on.
Feed him to this guy. Have a look at him.
No, it's a fabulous jacket, but we got to talking about the
I'm
cost.
Sorry, Carrie, but my feelings hurt a bit.
Oh, you put, okay, you know what? We'll do a side, we can't do a side by side. So I said we'll do a side by side.
Why would I have the confidence to do that?
And
after
we'll put you on the internet,
yucky.
We'll see what the people think.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's put the internet and the jacket.
We'll put the jacket, the you in the jacket on the internet. Let's see what the internet has to say.
You want to do a side by side?
No, we're not going to do a side by side.
It'll just be.
We're just going to put you on the internet, front on in the jacket, and we'll get some thoughts, you know?
Why are you hurting my feelings more?
I'm not.
Because now you just want everyone on the internet to say I look bad as
yucky.
Well.
But we have questions.
What, Mole?
How much that jacket costs? Because in the past.
This is one of our favourite games to play on the show.
Yeah, you bought a hat and you go like, oh, it was on special. It was down from like $12,000 to $8,000. What a bargain.
Remember?
I was like, bro, we're paying you too much.
Remember the trench coat?
What was the trench?
The trench coat that had to come all the way to Paris specifically for that trip.
I didn't know you had
London. It was for London.
I didn't know you had a trench coat, cheeky boy.
Yeah.
Did you flash anyone?
Like, actually, I remember that trench. It's sick. Yeah. Yeah.
But this, speaking of Paris, I actually saw this when we were at the department store, Carrie, in Paris.
Oh, is that where I saw it before?
And I did not want to purchase it because I thought it was ridiculously expensive. So I had just been watching it online for the last few months until I finally saw
last
it on
few
sale.
Months? It was a year ago.
Right?
That's a long game. So, and it's now gone on sale and you thought, got it.
Yeah, well, I actually purchased it end of last year. So,
okay.
And haven't been able to wear it because we're not in winter
too hot.
Yet.
Yeah, it's a very thick jacket.
So if you told me that jacket was $400, I would say that's well done.
In terms of what I paid for it or what the original price was?
No, I'm just saying if you bought that item of clothing and it was $400, because it looks like work's gone into
it.
All the animal stuff is layered with different fabrics and stuff. It looks like something
beautiful.
That you'd see a rapper wear and they'd be
piece.
You'd be like, yeah.
Yes.
So if you bought it for $400, I'd go, you've done well.
But because I know Eli spends done money on clothes. I'm putting it at $650.
Eli, how much did you spend? Oh, tell us, you said it's on special. What was the original price?
So I'll just round it up to the nearest 100. It was $8,200 original price.
$8,200?
What are you talking about?
Look at the jacket. It's...
You're trying to buy a house. What are you doing? $8,200 on a jacket, Eli?
Eli, you're not going to be able to buy a house. You live in that jacket now.
Eli, so what did you buy it for?
Get this. $2,400.
Wow. Actually, that's a bargain. You got to give him that. From 8,000 to, I mean, it's ridiculous, but 8,000 to 2,000.
It's 2,000 bucks.
I know, but just in terms of the discount, give him applause for the discount at least. No?
That's not Tommy.
He gives himself one clap.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.